If Lisa Feldman has her way, Valemount will soon be on the list of must-visit destinations for German tourists. She fell in love with the mountain community during her own visit last summer. Now she has a website called Das Valemount, and it aims to expose more of her fellow Germans to the mountain community. I got a chance to speak to Lisa Feldman via Skype from her home in Cologne, Germany. Lisa Feldman, good morning.
Good morning.
What took you to Valemount in the first place?
Oh, actually, you know, I came to Valemount by coincidence. I don't really believe in coincidences, but I guess this would be the word. I traveled the US and Canada for 6 months last year because as a writer, I can take my work just along. And so in August, on my way from Kamloops to Jasper, I was looking for a place to spend the night, and Valemount just seemed the perfect place. And I did plan on spending one night, ended up spending 4 days, and then came back in October for a whole month. So I think that speaks for itself. It's an awesome place.
What was it about Valemount that so captivated you?
Oh, well, you know, it was somehow, well, you could say it was love at first sight. I don't know, something happened the moment I took the turn into the village. Because, you know, the way the village nestles in between those kind of stunningly beautiful mountain ranges, it's just so spectacular. So there are mountains wherever you look. And I was just, you know, a total goner. And I stayed with awesome people and met many other Valemountians, and it's just the mix. It's a spectacular setting. It's a beautiful village, friendly and funny people. Well, this place just has it all.
And so when you returned home, you created this website, Das Valemount. Why?
It actually already started while being in the village itself, because it's just, you know, the place is so beautiful, it kind of has to be shared. And actually, the idea for the website came up in collaboration with people from Valemount itself, because I was staying as a guest in the house where Valemount's weekly newspaper is based. And we did a lot of talking and were also amused about, you know, how Germans, that would be me, perceive the Canadian lifestyle and, you know, all those little things. And together with the fact that, you know, German tourists in general like the area and pass through a lot on their way from Vancouver to Jasper, all these conversations somehow led to this idea. It was kind of like a spontaneous idea to start a blog and start blogging about Valemount in German.
What has the response been so far?
It has been amazingly good so far. I started the blog just for fun, so to speak, and was surprised about the great amount of, you know, positive feedback. Even before starting to work on it and optimizing it in the regular way. So seeing the positive response, I hope to be able to spend more time with it. And yeah.
You know, there's a lot of German people who have chosen to live in northern BC, places like Smithers, Valemount, as you mentioned. Why do you think there's such a draw?
It's just a stunningly beautiful place. And it kind of, maybe it even reminds us a little bit of home. You know, Germans, you know, the especially the south of Germany is kind of like, it has those things, but the BC is just, everything is so much bigger and more stunning, and it's just the perfect place to be. I think we just feel home, you know, it feels like home being there.
And are you able to do similar things in Cologne, Germany that you can do in Valemount?
No, definitely not. I could go out and have a bite to eat, which would be almost as good. I wouldn't have the spectacular, views of mountains all around. There are indoor things you can do, but the outdoor, you know, it's really something very special for fans of outdoor activities to be in BC and in Vail Mount especially. We don't have that in Cologne. No, we don't.
It's obviously captivated you as a place. Are you planning to return to Vail Mount?
Of course I will. I mean, I will return. There is nothing I can do against it. I will come back again and again. And I will be back in spring as soon as possible. Yeah. And I intend to stay longer, to stay longer there. Mm-hmm.
And the future of the website, what do you hope it will achieve?
I think, I really hope to see it grow. Because the positive feedback speaks for itself, and I also really think that the village of Vail Mount and its wonderful people, especially, are worth discovering, and I think that everyone that's interested in visiting the Canadian Rockies, and everyone who's interested in getting a glimpse into the rural Canadian lifestyle, should really take a closer look, and having a German-speaking blog that kind of let's readers dive into, you know, deeper into life itself. I think it's a good thing to have, because it's not a marketing thing. It's a storytelling, right? It's something different. Yeah.
Well, Lisa, I've enjoyed looking through the website as best as I can, not being able to read German, but hopefully you'll get in touch with us when you come visit again.
Yeah, and also actually a long-term goal would be to have English-speaking too, because it would be nice to, you know, include especially Vail Mountians more into creating the blog, so maybe they could give their ideas too if they would be able to read it. There are some, but of course, English would be a good thing. So I'm hoping
congratulations on the website, and please get in touch with us when you return to Vail Mount.
Thank you so much. I will. It was amazing to talk to you. Thank you so much.
To you as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Lisa Feldman created the website Das Vail Mount, encouraging German travelers to head to Vail Mount in Robson Valley. You can find a link to the website from our Twitter feed at Daybreak North.